A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen cases and deaths, especially of high-profile people in the government going up.
The Minister of Health reports that 31 people died of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours in Zimbabwe, and 313 tested positive for COVID-19. More than 31,000 Zimbabweans have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year. At least 250,000 have recovered. The country has registered over 1,000 deaths.
And we currently have, according to the Minister of Health, 8,065 active COVID-19 cases with, some of the medical professions questioning whether the strain that is actually being seen in Zimbabwe is spilling over from South Africa, which has also recorded a high rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 positive people.
Some government officials, including Foreign Affairs Minister Sibusiso Moyo and Manicaland and Provincial Affairs Minister Ellen Kwaratzimba, among those that have succumbed to the disease. Johns Hopkins University reports that almost 100 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, and so far, more than 2 million people have died.
And we see here in the United States also we have over 400,000 deaths from COVID-19. And we've seen the new president of the United States, Mr. Joe Biden, actually saying that he's going to be putting in place a lot of programs that will see vaccinations being let out and being given to most of the citizens in the United States to try and curb the high incidence of COVID-19. He has also mandated that in the next 100 days, all federal employees should wear face masks and practice social distancing at all federal buildings. And we've also seen him putting up a COVID-19 task force that is tasked with coming up with ways of making sure that the COVID-19 pandemic is tackled here in the United States.
And in a related kind of development, Information Secretary Minick Mangwana tossed a Twitter storm when he claimed that there are some professional assassins in hospitals who are killing certain politicians. Mangwana has since apologized following a backlash on Twitter and other platforms. Yabakambe zvirikuhamba kanjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Lapha ke ku Live Talk lamhlanje sikhuluma khonoko okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi sokulabantu ke abayi 31 asebebhubhe izolo, ababhubhe izolo. Kwese kusithi ke khonapho ngesikhathi esifanayo abayi 313 babanjwe bele COVID-19. Kasikhangela ke okwethulwe ngabezempila kahle bathi abantu abedlula 31,000 kwele Zimbabwe sebagula umkhuhlane lo inkumbe ngithi sebatesta positive for i-COVID-19 bese kusithi ke i-22,250 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Xa sikhangela ke abantu sebabhubhayo sebesedlula 1,000 so singathi bayi 1,005 khonapho ke asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Singasikhangela njalo kwele Zimbabwe kuleziphathamandla sibili sezibanjwa umkhuhlane lo zabhubha ezinye zankhona bakhoqela ke okade ebona ngohlangothi lokudlelana lamanye amazwe uSibusiso Moyo yena osebhubhile uzobuya ke lokade ebambe isabelo seManicaland udokotela Ellen Kwaratzimba laye kungani umkhuhlane lo umthetho sibili wangcwatshwa khonangale ke i-Rose Acre. Kube sekusithi ke iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi ke kulabantu abafika 100 million asebanjwe i-COVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele kuse kusithi ke abayi 2 million sebabhubha. Sesibona njalo ke umnumzana Nick Mangwana uwaphosela kuTwitter lapho esithi kulabantu abasezibhedlela ababulala abanye ke abakucele lama-politicians. So singazi ukuthi lapho besithoni kodwa kukhanya ngazani bekulandela ukubhubha kwabantu bonaba abathethwe i-COVID-19 abagoqela njalo umnumzana Farazai Zimondi, uMoyo Zimondi la uthethwe i-COVID-19. So ke ngokubhubha konoku kwaba kuhulumende kwangazani Mangwana lapho wethu lokunye Mavulasi.
Aiwa kune vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu pano paLive Talk musi wemuvhuro January 25, 2021 tokuchinganidzai nemufaro. Ini ndini Mavulasi Mhlanganya uye muchiti nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakasiyana siyana asi takanyanyotarisana nenyaya yedenda recovid-19. tinoona kuti munyika pari zvino pane vanhu vazhinji varikuwanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 31,320 vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pari zvino, vachitaura ivo kuti pavanhu ava pane vanhu 22,250 vawanikwa ivo vachinaya mushure mekunge vabatwa nedenda iri. Asi pari zvino munyika pane vanhu vanokwanisa kuita ivo 8,065 vatori kurarama nechirwere ichi kana kuti vari kuedza kuti vawanikwe vachikunda chirwere ichi. Tozotarisawo kuvanhu vawanikwa vachishaya pari zvino, vanhu ava vati kwirei, pane vanhu 1,005 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Takawana zvakare nguva yapfuura tichiona makurukota ehurumende vanosanganisira ivo vaSB Moyo vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 namaigwaradzimba kwamutare vakawanikwawo zvakare vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 vakawanikwa vachiradzikwa kumarindwa eHeroes Acre. Tinoona pari zvino nemusi wechishanu pane vazhinji makurukota ehurumende zvakare vakawanikwa vachidomwa. Vamwewo vanoshanda mumamwe mapazi akaita sekumajeri vazimondi vatiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura kuti zvakamira sei. Takaona zvakare munguva iyo yapfuura vaNick Mangwana vanova ivo vanoshanda munyaya dzezvekuburitsa mashoko kuhurumende vachiwanikwa ivo vachishora kuti pane madhokotera vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiita umhondi vachiuraya dzimwe nhengo dzezanupf. Izvo zvakaita kuti veruzhinji vawanikwe ivo vachisavasingafare padande mutande reTwitter. Tazoona ivo vamangwana vawanikwa vachiuya zvakare paTwitter apa vachiti aiwa mazwi aya avanga vari kutaura mazwi anga ari kubva mukana mavo ivo asi haamirire hurumende. Uyezve tazowanikwa ivo vachikumbira riregerero kuti zvavanga vataura izvi zvanga zvisiri zvakanaka. Uyezve taona masangano akadai seZimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights nemamwewo masangano anomirira vana chiremba vachikurudzira kuti hurumende inyatsotaura payakamira panyaya yedenda iro recovid-19 mushure memashoko akataurwa navaNick Mangwana. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vachange tiinavo ipo pano vachikurukura nesu pamusoro pedenda iri recovid-19.
Yes, Novela, and we've got some audios from people that are sending us all kinds of messages on WhatsApp. You know, our number is +1 202 465 0318. Let's hear what some people are saying about COVID-19 and other issues.
Ama urotuti prospa mpofu nyipuma kuwati 17. Bengifukubuza ngendaba le injection njengoba le ndaba le injection yaqeda nje abantu. Bengifukubuza ukuthi kati vele likwenza njani khonoko. Liyahlaba abantu kodwa liyabona ukuthi ama injection la abulala. Besicela lisincedise ke kulokho.
Igama lami ngohlala ngimlotshwa ngilapha kweleBotswana. Yikho ngikhuthaza futhi lozulu weZimbabwe ukuthi sigezeni izandla izikhathi zonke ukuzivikela kulo mkhuhlane wecorona. Sigqoke amamaski izikhathi zonke zihlobo lomkhuhlane uyabulala. Ngiyabonga.
Lo khulumayo uVusumuzi ngikhuluma ngiseTsholotsho nje manje. Ya, sizwa. Isibhedlela lezi abathi sezishoda yomongi labodokotela. Ya, nami ngomunye wakhona. Ngiyawufuna, siyafuna ukuqhatshwa. Satraina nje, saphonga ukuhlaliswa phansi nje. Siyazama uku-apply lapha lalapha. Basiphushela phandle. Siyacela bantu. Siyacela usiza lathi imiphefumulo, isihlobo. Ayiwophula umlayezo wami. Ndingawudlulisela phambili basakaza abathandekayo. Ngiyabonga.
Iminigama ngumbonisi wakamaseko eTsholotsho kusekhaya. Benginesicelo lana bakithi ukuthi kanti-ke ngibuze kwabasiphetheyo ukuthi kathi intuthuko yona iyabuya nini kwele Tsholotsho. Imigwaqo yeTsholotsho mibi kakhulu, siyasokola, asinamanzi namadamu akula. Kanti kuyazi kulungiswe nini kwenaleni indawo. Kodwa kuthiwa kulabo councilor kunento yonke kunama-MP, kanti umsebenzi wama-MP wona ngowani kahle kahle? Ngowani kahle kahle? Ngoba ngathi abantu bakhona kabasinakekeli, into abayaziyo kuphela yikuyo yonke into edonethwa ngama-organization bebeyasebenzisa ingeyabo. sebefuna ukuthi becontrol abantu ngayo bethenga amavoti ngayo lapho kokufika konoko besicela ukuthi beke benze izinto njengokuthi bachatshelweni i-job description yabo bebeyazi i-job description yabo.
So these are some of the people, marvelous, that send us messages and they are, you know, complaining about what is going on in the country. And one of them was talking about development, saying, you know what, even development activities are nowhere to be found in most parts of Zimbabwe. Just hear some more voices here, marvelous.
Zakadi kuti dai vanopa ruzivo muchimbovafesawo vachipa vanhu ruzivo kwete kuti vanongoti tinofanira kunowana ruzivo kuchipatara kana kuti kunorapwa kuchipatara iyo vachiziva kuti zvipatara zviri kuzara uye havasi kukwanisa kuafoda kupa vanhu zvinhu zvekuvarapa zvakanaka mishonga. Ngavatidzidzise teichikumbira kuti tidzidziswe mishonga yachona tidzidze isusu tega tiri kudzimba tingaita sei kuti tikwanise kurarama tisingazoende kunoshungurudza kana kufamba kuenda kuzvipatara. Isu tikanzwa kuti tava kurwadziwa kana kuti ane chirwere taakunzwa kuti tine chirwere ichi checovid-19 tive tine ruzivo rwekuti tiri kumakemistri tinouwana here mishonga yacho kana kuti tine nzvimbo dzatinokwanisa here kuti tiende tozvitsvagira mishonga iyoyo nekukurumbidza tisati tanyanya kuafektwa nechirwere ichi. Ndokuti ukaenda kuchipatara kungava kana ngwe takatarisa kumusha uri kuona kuti munhu anogona kunonoka kurapwa kwakuti munhu anogona kusvika pakufa engasiri sapose kufa. Saka tinge chikumbirawo kuti tizive kuti mishonga iyi inowanikwa kupi uye mapiritsi aya anonzi chii nechii mazita awo. Kana tamaziva mazita iwayo toziva kuti tine kodzero rekumatenga isu togara nawo semapiritsi anongogarwa nawo navamwe vose emusoro zvirwere zvakusiyana siyana nokwanisa here unozvitengera mapiritsi aya kumachemistries.
Makadini vashamariri vestudio 7 meshe, ndinomuti munotamba here meshe? Zvarwadza muZimbabwe, zviro zvoramba zvakaoma. Ii Zimbabwe, zviro zvaoma hama dzangu. Mwari ngavapindire Zimbabwe, vanhu vari kutambudzika zvokutamba. Ii zvanyanya zvanyanya, Mwari ngavapindire. Ii agarwe racho matongere orakuita orwadza. Ii kutonga kegarwe shuwa, ngazvimbochichawo hama dzangu. Ei zvanyanya izvi. Ndini David Makupa Joni, tiri paDebheni takati nya.
Nezvaunodambotaura pamusoro pekorona iyi, ndichikurudzira hama neshamwari pasi rese vanonzwa mutauro wendiri kutaura nawo kuti coronavirus iyi haisi yekuti umanikidzwe iwe kuzvichengeta, handiti manzwa, ndeyekudaiwo kuti uzvidzivirire iwewe wega nemhuri yako, kana kuti iwewe wega pachako udzivirire kurwara iwe nekufa nekuuraya hama dzako nekurwarisa hama dzako. Zvidzivirire iwewe, usamanikidzwa. Tsvaga mari, tsvaga kurarama upenyu, but dzivirira coronavirus. Usafa, utsvage mari rumupenyu, nekuti iri kuuraya ende iriko. Ndini Detective Nyoni Simba Rashe paBotswana.
So these are some of the people who send us messages on WhatsApp. So you can also send your message right now so that you can actually chat to us and all these kind of things. Marvelous, I think you're hearing people here talking about COVID-19. One of them is saying there's no education in terms of COVID-19. So he says, where are the injections? Where are the drugs? Where is everything? Where can I go to get help, you know, in Zimbabwe? Instead of going to hospitals and all these other places, what should I do? And then the other one was saying, you know, life has become very, very tough in Zimbabwe. And then the last one was saying, you know what, the best thing about COVID, take care of yourself. We've got a doctor, I guess. Go ahead.
Yes, tochingamidza nemufaro Dr. Simbiso Ranga. Manga muri kunzwa ndinoshuvira kuzvanga zviri kutaurwa nevanhu vazhinji. Vanga vari kuchema chema vachiti ruzivo ndo rinenge riri kuita shoma. Kuti mushonga wacho wawanga tore ndeupi ndekupi kwavanofanira kuenda kuti vano wanikwa vachiwana rubatsiro kana vachinge vabatwa necovid-19 asi ndanzwawo mumwe achitaura kuti zvakakosha kuti iwe semunhu uzvidzivirire fesi usati wafunga kuti mumwari akamira sei nekuti iwe unogona kunge uinacho chirwere ichi kana kuti unogona kupawo vamwe chirwere ichi Dr. Simbiso munotii nezvekutaurwa nevazhinji izvi nyaya iyi yedenda recovid-19 tiri kuona vanhu vazhinji vari kubatwa muzimbabwe munoona sei nezviri kuitika pari zvino
Hello, Margaret, hello, Vibes, and hello, viewers. Chandinga Dakutawara, Nichokuti, COVID-19 at the moment is a big problem in our country, Zimbabwe. And of course, Tirukuona, Makurukota, Urumende, and some other prominent people, Varikushaya, Nepamsanape, COVID-19. But we know it's just a tip of the iceberg. A lot of Zimbabweans are suffering from COVID-19 in different parts of the country, Kumaruwa, smaller towns, Harare, Bulawayo, you name it. So it's a very big crisis for us as a country. And I think that we need to be thinking about how we can contain the crisis. And the crisis is going to be solved by a centralized system, which involves the government, the citizens, and other stakeholders. Thank you, Margaret.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let me come in there before I hand over to Gibbs. If the government were to come to you and say, okay, doctor, what can we do? We have a crisis. How can we save the nation from what we're seeing happening right now?
What I would say to them is, number one, you know, this needs a hands-on approach. Mm-hmm. Which means that the government is the central player. Everybody is looking to the government to chart a sustainable way forward. And that way forward means you need a comprehensive plan. The plan involves in terms of increasing awareness, making sure that resources are available, making sure that every Zimbabwean at the different levels, they are playing their part. My citizens, church leaders, traditional leaders, everybody, the government, the healthcare workers. I think that a plan should be very clear to everybody so that we know what role we are playing. What I'm seeing is that the government is just making some declarations about things like burials, how to bury loved ones, mm-hmm. Lockdown, and so forth. But it seems like there's a disconnect between the message the government is sending and what the citizens are taking away. So that's why I think that it needs to be a comprehensive plan that involves all stakeholders and telling everybody what's coming, like about the vaccine, what are we going to do about the vaccine, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think you heard, Dr. Ranga, you know, some people saying they lack education in terms of COVID-19. So yeah. Can you tell them exactly, you know, what COVID-19 is all about? Some are saying in Zimbabwe, where can they get drugs? Where can they get these injections? Where can they get this and that? So I think we have to come out in the open and tell them exactly like a doctor, you know, are there any drugs in Zimbabwe? Are there any injections? And all those kind of things. Maybe you can go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs. That's a very important question. The thing is that medications and stuff are things that are administered by healthcare professionals in the hospitals, in the clinics. So that's why you still need a clear, centralized plan which communicates clearly to the population. So I know that there are a lot of home remedies which are being touted all over the place on social media, but it should start with somebody getting a diagnosis in terms of severity, how bad is the infection? Because not all infections are created equal. So some people, they are positive, they don't even have symptoms. Some people have some very mild symptoms. Others are very sick where they need to be on life support or ventilators. So the spectrum in terms of what everyone needs to do depends on where they are on that spectrum. So in terms of my citizens, what I would encourage is if you think you have the virus, you need to get tested. You need to get in touch with my healthcare professional, your doctor, or my rapid response teams, which I've heard about. I wish I could tell you more about that. But basically, you need to get connected with the proper healthcare channel. That way, you can then, the doctors can say, well, you don't need to worry. You can stay at home and maybe stay healthy, do a BCD, or you need to get admitted. So those are things that the citizens need to be hearing. If I get sick, where do I go? And it needs to be centralized.
Maybe Mkambota or Ezozo Neshona. Kuti zvizvi zvinofanira kunge zvichitwa pari zvino nekuti tinoona vamwe vanga vari kutaura pachirongwa vatumira mazwi avo ku WhatsApp yedu vanga vari kuti havanyatsoziva kuti zvinofamba sei. Tiri kunzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai semapolyclinic vari kupa COVID-19 test emahara. Asi zvii ini sachiremba zvinofanira kuitwa pari zvino?
Chandingataura ruzhinji ndechekuti vanhu ngavasafira mudzimba. Kana uchifunga kuti wabata COVID-19, the next thing ndezvekuti endai munotestwa. Saka kana mune machiremba aya maprivate doctors, you reach out to them, occupy direction. And hurumende, I think ine machannels, a rapid response in terms of numbers avanokwanisa kufona, so that in my communities mavari, they can be directed. Kuti okay, mgaenda pa polyclinic yakati, kana chipatara chakati munokwanisa kutestwa. Chandinokurudzira ndechekuti ngatisazvira pakumba, ngatitange taonekwa nemachiremba, and then machiremba otipa direction kuti todini. Vamwe vanoti no, matestwa ari positive but you are okay, you can stay at home, which is the majority of people. Vaya vanenge vari kurwara zvakanyanya vanenge vakunziwo vaadmitwe vapuwe maoxygen nemamwe madrugs ari available. Vamwe vanokwanisa kupuwa madrugs semasteroids vachimaneja vari kumba. So chandingakurudzira ndechekuti don't diagnose yourself and stay at home. If you think you have the virus, reach out kana kuti fonerai machiremba enyu akupei direction toita sei.
Yes, there's another issue here, Dr. Rock. Many people are now resorting to Kumsuzwane and Zumbane and all these African medicines.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask. He's going to answer the same, Zumbani, Fojga, Malemoni, Nishinish, Akadaro, Shinoshanda, Nishinish.
English first, Dr.
Sure. So these traditional remedies like zumbani, guava trees, lemons, and things like that, people should understand that these have been used for many ailments or illnesses. So apparently they treat everything. You know, that's one thing people have to be aware of. We use them for different. Anybody gets sick in the village, you know, they go through this steaming and the like. What we noticed, at least I noticed when I practiced in Zimbabwe, was that a lot of people delayed care because they were relying on traditional healers or traditional home remedies. Sometimes they would go to churches, try different things before they end up at the hospital. So I really don't know enough research about what's useful, what's not in those traditional remedies. My best recommendation is you can do that, but start with your doctor. You know, start with your doctor, let them give you direction. And a lot of doctors will say, well, things like zumbani, they may not be harmful to your health. So it's okay if you feel like they're helpful, but that's not your best line of defense.
Saka motaura neshona ipapo kuti zvavana zumbani kunatira kuputa kushuta fodya yatakunzwa iyo yanesa zvinofamba here izvozvi kuti zvinobatsira here pa COVID-19 zvizvamunokurudzira kuti vanhu vaiti vasati vatora mimwe mishonga iyi yechivanhu.
Chandingataura marvelous ndechekuti mishonga iyi yechivanhu yashandiswa for zvirwere zvakawanda. Asi hatizivi kuti painonyatsa kushanda ndepapi. Saka COVID-19 yangojoinawo zvimwe zvirwere like vanhu vakaita kupisa muviri and so forth. Vari kumwa vana zumbani ivava and zvinhu zvagara zvichiitwa. Saka hapana masters akakwana ekuti tinyatso zvacho zvinoshanda here hashandi. Saka I'm not saying people don't try it, but chandikuta ndechekutanga maenda kwana chiremba. Mo mana chiremba kana vati mune COVID-19 vaona kuti COVID-19 yacho iri padano ripi. Vokuudzai zvamunofanira kuita in terms of admitwa kuchipatara here kana munokwanisa kugara kumba muri in isolation ndiyo kuti mishonga yamungatora kumba ndeipi. Saka zvandinonyanya kukurudzira ndicho zvimwe zvacho sefodya bute zviya zvinokwanisa kunge zviri dangerous because ukazvishandisa bute riya rimwe rinoenda mumalungs mumapapu zvinokwanisa kukanganisa utano. Asi I'm not here to say this works, this doesn't work. I really handizive kuti zvinoshanda here zvemazumbani izvi.
Siyamuzwa lapha ke uDr. Langa uyakhuluma sibelesithi ke kulabo imsuzwane lokunye ke okukhanyazana okusetshenziswa ngabantu okuthiyeneyo. So ngokukhuluma futhi angeke atsho ukuthi likusebenzise kumbe lingakusebenzisi. So ngokukhuluma ngesisimile ukuthi hayi nxa kulisebenzela kuyabe kulungile kodwa kumele liqale liye kudokotela. Ngabe udokotela ke uzabonakala ukuthi kwenzakalani. So ke ukuthi sibise njalo abanye abantu abakhuluma ngokuthiyeneyo. Because people are sending us a lot of messages talking about different things. So let's roll it in and hear what people are saying about various issues. Here we go.
I'm going to prosper for Nipuma Ward 17. Bengifukubuza ngendaba le yamanjection injection. Njoba le ndaba le yamanjection injection iyaqeda nje abantu. Bengifukubuza ukuthi kati vele likwenza njani khonokho. Liyahlaba abantu kodwa liyabona ukuthi ama-injection la abulala. Besicela lisincedise ke kulokho.
Igama lami nguhlalani Mlotshwa, ngilapha kweLebotswana. Yikho ngikhuthaza futhi lozulu weZimbabwe ukuthi sigezeni izandla izikhathi zonke ukuzivikela kulo mkhuhlane wecorona. Sigqoke amamaski izikhathi zonke. Zihlobo lomkhuhlane uyabulala. Ngiyabona
lo khuluma ngovusa umuzi ngikhuluma ngesetholojo nje manje. Ya sizwa isibhedlela lezi abantu sezishoda yomongi labodokotela. Ya lami ngomunye wakhona, ngomunye wakhona ngiyawufuna, siyafuna ukuqhatshwa satrainer nje saphonga ukuhlaliswa phansi nje siyazama uku-apply lapha lalapha basiphushela phandle. Sacela bantu, sacela usiza lathi imphefumulo isihlobo ayiwophula umlayezo wami lingawudlulisela phambili basakaza abathandekayo. Ngiyabonga.
Minigama ngumbonisi wakamaseko echoloshe kusekhaya. Benginesicelo lana bakithi ukuthi kanti ke ngibuze kwabasiphetheli ukuthi kanti intuthuko yona iyabuya nini kwele choloshe. Imigwaqo yecholosho mibi kakhulu, siyasokola, asinamanzi namadamu akudla. Kanti kuyaze kulungiswe nini kwenaleni indawo. Kodwa kuthiwa kulabo kansila kunento yonke kunama-MP, kanti umsebenzi wama-MP wona ngowani kahle kahle. Wani kahle kahle ngoba ngathi abantu bakhona kabasinakekeli. Into abayaziyo kuphela yikuye yonke into edonethwa ngama-organization bebeyasebethisa ingeyabo. Sebefuna ukuthi becontrol abantu ngayo, bethenga amavoti ngayo, lapho kofree khonoko. Besicela ukuthi beke benze izinto njengokuthi baqhatshelweni i-job description yabo, bebeyazi, bebeyazi i-job description.
Ndinonasa ukuthi pamwe ZANU-P F inenzira inofunga nayo zvinhu because evari bhizi zvavakusungana nevanhu vemdc instead yekutora mari iyoyo inodyiwa nevanhu vamumajeri ivavo pakundotenga matende nezvimwe zvezvinhu zvakadaro kuti vabatsire vanhu vari kutobatwa nekuti covid-19 yacho. Evari bhizi urwa nemdc you can't concentrate makati america inode kuti itibvise masanctions modaro izvozvo zvekuti munosunga futi vanhu vemdc. So what will the report be like? Inonga yadi report manje kuvanhu vaya vanoda kumuregerera kumasanction vaya vavaleft masanction. Imi munonga muchienda mberi muchiita zvakashata bhaibheri kuti zvaunoda kuti vamwe vakuitire iwe vaitireko. Kana vakatsora vezano pf vaitira vamwe zvakanaka vose ava uchaona zvinhu zvingochinja mwari chingochinja pfungwa dzake uchiti hai vanhu hava kuita zvakanaka. It's just for them to unofanira kuti uchinje nzira yanofamba nayo kuchinja ne. Kwetu kuramba kwangomisa soro chitu ndo zvinoita zvaunoona kuti hazvina kana chimuko chose Saka ini zangu ndo ino zidenezi wapa Cape Town. Ndono suti wana awasukita saka yonzo wana kajesho.
Muzimbabwe muno mukazhinji kacho vanhu vanoda kupfumana zvinhu zvisina basa. Tinoona isusu kuti hurumende yemuzimbabwe muno mukazhinji kayo ndaita kuti ndiriseni zvangu kana ikasatobatsirwa haina basa. Nekuti kazhinji kacho maMPs vakapiwa zvinhu kuti vape vanhu vari kutambura sezvo zvizvi vanhu vakavharwa nelockdown. Asi maMPs yaya anotora advantage yezvinhu zvisina basa. Ende vari kutotora zvikafu zvavanenge vapiwa izvozvozvo vachitengesa. Pane umwe MP wandotoziva anototengesa ma 50 kg raisi, 50 kg flour. Zvinhu anenge apiwa nehurumende kuti ipai vanhu vari kutambura. Iwo vanozotengesa tsaga reflower kudenzera ma 35 US. Ende asoda bond aroda US. Iyi tsaga reraisi akudenzera kuti $35 futi US. Inobvepi mari iyo yekutenga chitsaga chawapiwa zviraizi kuti upe vanhu vari kutambura muZimbabwe. Iwe utora advantage yekutambura kwaumwe munhu wozvisa wotoita mari nekuda kwezvinhu zvipi izvozvo. Tinosvika kupi nenyika? Hakuna kwatiri kuenda. Ende hurumende iripei haina zvairi kuziva. Zvinhu zvakaoma muZimbabwe muno mukoma wangu. Saka tinosvikepi nenyika ikadaro? Hapana kwatiri kuenda. Izvo ndaive ndiri kuMozambique uku ndakatosvika zuro rangu. Vanhu vari kurarama upenyu hwakanaka, vazhinji vacho vari kuenda kumaminda vachigara ikoko kana zvekuti COVID vazobata vanhu vakati vakati. Hakuna ino vanhu vadya chiguta. MuZimbabwe muno mutirodya zvechitororo zvekuti ukangooneka kudubate wapa zvanenge mazoja ari kuita mara kumana. Ndakadarika patogeti nezuro apa mota zhinji dzaito togeti dzaitodzurwa togeti rinobva hameno kunoenda kwana nhingi uku kwana Mandarin. Dzaitodzurwa kunzi mota ndadzoke kupi kwadzabva dzina mapepa yakakwana. Vazhinji vakomana vanga vari papa aitobuditsa mari refu kuti vaite vakwanise kupinda muHarare. Umwe wacho usahura wangu wange nditorera akatabvisa lesa na 50 years yekuti apinde muHarare dzaona mapepa yakakwana. Ende 6 yaita se yakwana. Tinosvikepi tichida huoro hwakadaro? Nyika inoendepi? Hakuna kwainoenda. Ende tinongoramba tichichema. Sai chataingokumbira ndechekuti hurumende iripei? Ndaimbozorora imboonawo vechidiki vanoita sei? Vanogwara. Nekuti izvozvizvi vanhu tiri kustragura dunyeperana. Ende vanhu tiri nhambo. Ndini zvangu bhosi nedza. Ndiri batonas. Ndatenda.
So those are some of the people that send us messages and they are talking about various issues. So marvelous, I think we heard them. People are people, you know, and they say what they want.
Yes, it's very interesting that this is a time where people have, you know, a lot of time at home. They're in lockdown. So they have an opportunity to really say what's on their mind about certain issues. And it seems people are no longer afraid to come out and say exactly what they feel about how the government is conducting certain programs or what they really feel is missing as they, you know, go on their day-to-day life, which most of them are actually having in lockdown. As, you know, some of the people there were saying. But the major issue coming out here is that lack of awareness. And like that tweet that you have over there, which Mr. Nick Mangwana had to post today, talking about his earlier tweet, which, you know, had drawn a lot of controversy. It lighted up Twitter. It was everywhere on social media. And he had to back down and give out that response that we're seeing over there, where he's saying that whatever he had said about the doctors, you know, being, I don't know what he called them, he accused the doctors of being mercenaries or killing government officials, you know, but then he's retracting his words to say that that was his personal opinion. But you remember that here in the United States, we had the same similar situation where the former president used Twitter to actually communicate what he felt, even if it was not in line with how the government was going. So we're seeing something similar happening in Zimbabwe right now.
Yes, let's bring in Mr. Musani Musontini on this issue, you know, concerning what Mr. Mangwana actually tweeted. So initially he indicated that there were some kind of theories, you know, conspiracy theories to the effect that there's some medical assassins in hospitals that are actually killing state officials or, let me say, killing certain people, you know, but the way he put it is as if it coincided with the death of some top government officials. And some people were saying, Nick Mangwana must resign. And we tried to get hold of him, and I tried before the show to contact him to say, come here, come and explain yourself, but we are not successful. So
maybe Gibbs, before Mr. Ntini comes in, can you just read what the tweet actually said, where he rebutted what he had
said? He was responding to some message by a guy who is said to be a doctor. So this guy apparently said, you know, there are some people who are claiming that there are medical professionals who are killing several people. And then Nick he responded and said, no, you know what, I've heard that as well. And indications of that, there are some medical assassins in hospitals that may be doing that. So then people just went for him and said, you know what, Nick, what you're talking is prisoners, you know. You are saying that after you actually jailed some people, or let me say arrested some civil society activists and a journalist, you know, and people are not happy at all. Some are even saying you should resign. So Mr. Ntini, come in there and weigh in on this issue. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ntini.
Thank you, Mr. Dr. Magnus and Dr. O'Brien.
Yeah, so go ahead, yes.
What Nick has to realize is that his Twitter handle is not a personal one.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely does say that he's the Secretary of Information for the government of Zimbabwe. So just about anything that he says on that Twitter handle, it's not a personal opinion. It represents what the government actually stands for. It is unfortunate that, you know, a Secretary of Information for an administration who says such a thing, you know, inside conspiracy theories, especially during a pandemic, people need to have trust in the doctors. Now people may start, you know, being hesitant in approaching certain doctors that may be perceived to be assassins in this case. So I think it was totally uncalled for. But at the same time, it's not surprising. I mean, we've had many things being said out of this government, whether it was, I think his name is Magwadi, whether it was Chinamasa. These are things that happen every day within ZANU-PF. So we are not surprised there. But I think in my view, you know, there has to be some action taken by the president. I think, you know, Nick Magwana should be reprimanded. You know, I don't know if he'll get fired, but or even get arrested, like, you know, Scala and Hopewell and Bazai. But something has to happen, or at least someone other than Nick should come out and state categorically that what Nick indicated, that doesn't represent the position of the government. You know, it's just amazing that someone will actually vomit, you know, such ill-advised, you know, comments. Because this could bring some credibility issues for our medical profession. And then, you know, to move on to other things.
Well, before that, maybe you can explain it in Ndebele to say exactly what you're saying. Yes, go ahead.
Umbono wami mbona ngani uNick Magwana ukukhuluma kwakhe lokhu uphambanisile kakhulu. Ngoba nxa sikhangela uNick Magwana ngu-Secretary of Information for the government yeZimbabwe. Njalo ku-Twitter lapha abhala khona, kalazibhaleli yena yedwa kodwa ubhalela i-government. So ngombono wami mbona lokhu akukhulumileyo amadokotela ethu, into embi kakhulu, into ebuhlungu engaphambanisa umsebenzi kamadokotela. Ngokubona kwami kumele ukuthi kanye i-government yethu iphume impanishe uNick ngalokho akukhulumileyo. But okunye siyabona ukuthi lokho kwenzakeleyo akuqali namuhla. Sijale ukubona abanye, whether ngumagwadi kumbe uChinamasa, bayaphuma bekhuluma into ezingaqedakaliyo ku-Twitter kumbe kuma-Facebook, kodwa kulanto yenzakalayo kibo. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi uJob Sikhala, uHopewell noFatswayo babotshelwa ukuthi bona ba-tweete nje i-video eyi-public knowledge. So siyananzela ukuthi le-selective use of imithetho ekhaya. Kodwa umbono wami mbonani kuthiwa uNick kumele sibili ajeziswe ngalokhu akukhulumileyo.
Thank you very much. And we're joined by Mr. Arnold Mukajga. He's a ZANU-PF member. Marvelous, go ahead, talk to him.
Gajka, tinoona zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino vanhu vakawanda vari kubatwa nedenda iro reCovid-19 asi takaona vakanyanya nemusi wechishanu vachishaya vanga vari kubva kubato renyu reZANU-PF. Titevo maonero enyu ezviri kuitika.
Uh,
Zvamira zvakadaro pane zvamuri kuita here imi sevanhu vebato reZANU-PF kuti mudzivise vamwe vari mubato menyu nekuoma kwakaita chirwere chino kuti tinoona vamwe tangatichiona vachiita mafaro mapati nezvimwe zvakadaro tichizoonawo vamwe vakanga vari kumafaro aya vachishaya nguva yapfuura
zvoitika munoza pese panenge pachiitika chinhuva pane vamwe vanhu vanogona kuteedzera mutemo vamwe vanhu vasikadoteedzera mutemo vasikatore zvinhu very serious like what I have said already kutizvo even imomo munomadiri muno maamerica tinozizopindai mumashops makaita sei makapfeka mamaski makaita sei vanhu vamwe vanhu vanotopinda asakana maski otozotodzoserwa pamusiwo kunzizo iwe you have to wear mask but pamusai pokutiwo kuzimbabwe mutemo wekuti vanhu vanofunga kuti when they are in the higher office they can get away with like chirwere chivanofunga kuti hano hachibate munhu ari muhigh office aiwa chirwere ichi chinobata anyone hazvina basa kuti zvouri ani nyangwena uri billionaire uri wepresident uri waani chinongokubata ende chinokuendesa kana wakasatedzera mutemo pari zvite zvimubato medu zvavari kuita vakatoudza vanhu vese kuti zvo its now mandatory wear mask kana mumaZANU PF headquarters kumaoffices government offices ende makaona president zvo akataura nyayo ivi pachitaurawo chizvo its mandatory now to wear mask the only thing chandinofunga kuti zvo chavakatsirira ndechokuti ingadai vakaitai policy of work from home just like zvatiri kunoko kuti zvoingadai vakangoti zvo vanhu vese zvavarika ndavasenze from home because nowadays computers from home and then we can do our work from home but it's something which they need to be advised so that they can look into it.
And then there's another issue, Mr. Mugasia, concerning what Mr. Nick Mangwana tweeted. You know, he said there are some medical assassins who are killing certain politicians, you know, in hospitals. What's your reaction to that, taking into account that this is a government official?
On that issue, I think Mr. Mangwana, he did that on his personal, as a personal opinion. I cannot say that was the party's position.
No.
Because, I've never seen that. But as his personal opinion, you know, I cannot take what Mr. Mangwana was saying, any evidence, Karol Davana. But it's his own mind, that just like anybody else. You know, some people in the opposition, they say that Mnangagwa is killing people. But you know, they don't have any evidence about that. So it might be just only some of those talks whereby you are frustrated with something and then he just says something. But I can't really talk about Mr. Mangwana's statement.
But remember that some political activists have been arrested for sending out tweets, you know, about Zimbabwe and all these kind of things. And they've been, you know, taken to Chikurupi prison, remand prison, you know. So at the end of the day, which means there could be a law for ZANU-PF activists and a law for other Zimbabweans. Is that not the case?
No, that's not the case. The law is for everybody. It doesn't matter you are ZANU-PF or you are non-ZANU-PF. But, you know, if there is anybody who is just only concerned about the issue, I think we have to follow the actual procedure. Just go ahead and try and report the issue to the police, and then they will look into the case.
Well,
and if it means Mr. Mangwana needs to be reprimanded, then he has to be reprimanded.
Yes, hold on there. Let's go to Dr. Simbuso Ranga. So when we look at such issues, Dr. Ranga, how dangerous are they in terms of people making such remarks?
Gibbs, it is very unfortunate that the leaders in our government, they are preoccupied with these conspiracy theories. Unfortunately, they are very demoralizing to the doctors and nurses. I heard that since March, Zimbabwe has lost at least six doctors, and there are a number of nurses who have succumbed to COVID-19, some working in the maternity wards and so forth. So whenever a government official tweets stuff like this, it is harmful to the country, to the people, to everybody. They should know better. And if I were in a position to make a decision, I would say people like Mangwana, they shouldn't be representing Zimbabweans, and they should be gone, because we need a government that cares. If you saw President Biden here, I'm just talking about what we saw here in America, he told his people working under him to say, if I hear that you disparaged another employee, I'm going to fire you on the spot. We should have a similar standard. If we are holding that standard against political activists or leaders in the MDCA, I don't see why government officials should get away with this very destructive attitude. And it's, you know, like I said, it's demoralizing. Our nurses and doctors in Zimbabwe already, they're working from very thin, you know, without supplies, personal protective equipment, not enough medications in the hospitals. Their salaries are nothing to talk home about. So all they need is support from their government, which is supposed to protect them. So that's what I would say.
Marvelous.
Tombo, taura panyaya ye variant ya tukuona ye COVID-19. Tunaona kana muno mu America va Joe Biden varikunziwo vangangokwanisa kuti ndege dzinobva ku South Africa dzisawanikwe dzichipinda panyaya ye COVID-19. Munganyatsotsanangura kuti ma variant aya chii, uyezve tingawane uwandu hwevanhu varikushaya ku Zimbabwe vakawanikwa here vachibatwa ne variant iri kubva ku South Africa yatinonzwa kuti ine ukasha.
Marvelous, thank you. Mubvunzo wakanaka. Chandawana ndicho kuti America iri kuti nyika dzine ma variants like South Africa, Britain, Brazil, vari kutraya kuti that new, those different variants dzisapinda muno muAmerica as much as possible. Chiri kuitika ndechekuti virus kubva yatanga pataibata kuna mana January 2020 yaita matinoti ma mutations, where it changes its form or its character so that as more people get infected it can stay alive, it doesn't die. Saka to do that in it anonzi mutation yekuti inobva yachinja character so that mishonga nema vaccines is developed so far. Sometimes I kwanise kurarama even mishonga iripo. Kana ari sema vanoziva antibiotics, for instance, sometimes ma germs kana bacteria kana ma viruses anoita inoti resistance, where the virus or the bacteria learns to figure out how to survive against my drugs. Saka it's kind of a similar thing chiri kuitika ku South Africa. And unfortunately, it's almost a given kuti ma Zimbabweans in South Africa or my South Africans who have traveled to Zimbabwe back and forth, they would have transmitted the variant, yes, South Africa, into Zimbabwe. I don't see another scenario where that's not true. Because if you saw Patagaf Rama borders sometime, I think it was in December or November, a lot of congestion happened at the Bait Bridge border post. And they actually, there were a few Zimbabweans who died near my lines. So that congestion already, it was another super spreader event. And those Zimbabweans were heading into Zimbabwe. So I would be very surprised that he didn't get into Zimbabwe. And unfortunately, it spreads much more quickly than malaria, yatanga nachiziva at the beginning. So that's also very worrisome.
Tombotarisa nyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19. Imi makabaiwa here nhomba iyi? Mungatitsanangurira kuti zvakafamba sei uyezve yakakosha sei kuti vanhu vabaiwe kana ichinge yazova munyika?
Marvelous, inini ndakabaiwa the two shots ye Pfizer vaccine kana nhomba ye Pfizer ne BioNTech. You get the first shot, and then 3 weeks later, you get the booster. So the prime is the first one, and then the booster 21 days later. So I got my one last week, the second dose. Now that I should consider myself somehow to have some immunity. Chenga kuruzira ndicho kuti mamwe mavaccine achato ya akawanda kuna ana Johnson and Johnson kuti nenge ichingova one injection that may be coming down the pipeline maybe in the next couple of weeks or so. Chenga kuruzira ma Zimbabweans ndicho kuti tese ngatibaiwe nhomba sezvatinoitwa zvari vana tinovaendesa kuti vabaiwe vana measles, polio, mumps, rubella vaccines. We take it. You know, and that means my disease is iwayo, gas, like when polio, you know, cause like it was eliminated in most countries in the world because of my vaccination kana nomba. Saranoza ninga kurudzira, meanwhile, ngatiite whatever is necessary to prevent spread of COVID-19 until we get everyone gets vaccinated.
There are some people who are claiming that these vaccines are not good for anyone. Can you tell people the truth about these vaccines?
If we had any reason to doubt that they are harmful, they are not helpful, we would be the first ones to say no. The reason why we are sitting with my doctors, my nurses, and then my government officials, the governor of Biden, Kuno, Kuana Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, Varuk Baiwa. It's because that's our way out. And my studies, it was so far, which, you know, is just a much can review research to understand what are the risks, what are the benefits. I don't see any reason whatsoever why anybody, any Zimbabwean particularly, should say, I need to go buy a ventilator. Did you share oxygen, Munika? Because the virus is killing a lot of our loved ones. So this is our only way out. And whenever, I hope it becomes available sooner rather than later in Zimbabwe, and we should all do what is necessary.
Yes, and there's Moderna, which has just announced that its vaccine protects against British and South African coronavirus variants. Isn't that good news, Doctor?
That's excellent news, because that has been a question. The question has been, with my variants, what is different? Number one, the commonest one is they spread faster than the original virus. The second question was, kana munaka vaccinate against the first strain or the first, you know, or the original, can they be protected against my new variants, the South African one, the British one, the Brazilian one? And it's encouraging that the Moderna one might be protective against the South African one. That has been a question out there. I think there's still research being done on that front. But it would be very, very encouraging. It means that we don't have to change a lot. Of course, my vaccines, I know I said, were tweaked around to adjust to my new strains, or to say even if my new strains come in, the body can recognize and fight them.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Babumtini, Amafutani, can you wrap up about how should government officials behave at this time when COVID-19 is causing so much havoc?
I think they should lead by example. You know, they should really practice what they preach. People do look up to the government for the most part. Like, you know, earlier on, the show that we had earlier on with Ezra Chisaswanda, it was just amazing how much lack of knowledge people have. I think I saw like a young girl, she could be 18, saying corona does not exist.
Yes,
she was
yes.
Wearing a mask. So I think if to be a lot of education, and our government should lead by example. People like Nick Mangwana should refrain from saying such ill-informed conspiracy theories.
Yes, marvelous. Let's wrap up with Mr. Mugadzi.
Vamugadzika saka tichitarisa kwataa kuenda kumberi uko imi semunhu webato rezano PFG zvamuchaudzawo vamwe bato renyu zvamadzidza pane zvamuri kuona nyanya panyaya yeCOVID-19.
Mr. Mugazia, are you there? Can you hear us? Can you unmute if you are hearing us, Mr. Mugazia? Arnold, are you there, sir? I think maybe he's still...
Yeah, we may have lost him, yes. But I'll go to Dr. Ranga to just say, Saka imi, Dr. Ranga, munoona sei, pane zvakataurwa izvi navamangwana. Hurumende inofanira kuita sei mune ramangwana kuti vawanikwe vachipa donhodzo kune vanhu panguva ino yakaoma yeCOVID-19.
Ndovatinotarisira kana tichitaura nyaya yekuti national security inoinclude health. Saka national security yeZimbabwe really depends on my government officials doing the right thing on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe. So I encourage these government officials, the government of Zimbabwe, to prioritize COVID-19. We haven't seen the worst. Of course, we have seen my government ministers dying, and for a lot of people, they are shocked. And it's very sad. We shouldn't lose a single Zimbabwean when we can prevent the death. What I would encourage them to do is take this issue heads on. Stop the, you know, name calling, the blaming somebody, especially the healthcare professionals who are working so hard on behalf of us all. And let's work together as Zimbabweans. You know, my government officials, my stakeholders, my political leaders, my traditional leaders, everybody. It's all our responsibility. The ordinary Zimbabwean, it's all our responsibilities. Those who are employed by tax-paying Zimbabweans should, at the bare minimum, be custodians of our health. They should not be out there wasting our time and everybody's time talking about these conspiracy theories. I know I seem a little harsh, but there is no room for error here. We need to prioritize taking care of this crisis. Otherwise, it's no better as a country.
Thank you very much there.
And how about people themselves? What should they do at this critical moment?
What I would say, Gibson, is that every Zimbabwean, it's all our responsibility. Whatever station we are in life, the doctors, the nurses, ordinary citizens, let's do our part. My lockdowns, they are difficult for everyone. They need to go out there and find food and so forth. But that's one of the steps which is helping all of us slow down the spread. I would say that if you have to go out there to fend for food, to attend funerals, do whatever is necessary to be safe, which means my face mask, social distancing, basic hygiene, quarantining for those who are infected and they have my symptoms. Let's do everything necessary. Let's protect ourselves. Let's protect our neighbors. Let's protect our friends. Let's protect our family. Avoid crowds as much as possible.
Yeah, but one thing I'm challenging is in the village, but I can't pop up.
So as I was about to say, I think we are talking about Pazamiswa. So I'm talking about late market, I want to take some oxygen. And I want to pass certain number of oxygen engines, but when I'm really oxygen, it's dangerous. We may really administer, we need to or train. So I think we was when I put down to whether I'm a remedy is last, and so I will present you. Kumbe ama oxygen access to nezinjini kathi abantu bengaphepha abanye bengatshele ezinjini ngama oxygen.
Yes, yawuza kakhulu. On that note, we wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simbiso Ranga, Mr. Arnold Mukazga of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Musane Mbuso Ntini, who is living in New York here in USA. And when we look at certain other issues, marvelous. We know that there are plenty of rains in Zimbabwe right now. But some people are complaining about waterlogging. But let's always wish them good luck. I mean, farmers here. So I hope they are going to do well. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mchanganya, who are in Washington, D.C., where we're broadcasting from home because of COVID-19. And also realize that this is not a live program. So by the time you watch this program, some of the figures may have changed. Thank you, like what Gibbs said, to Dr. Ranga and Mr. Mugajga and also Mr. Ntini in New York. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngatikurukurei.